So who am I standing with right now?
My name's Peter Higgins. I'm a co-founder of the Yike Bike.
How did you come out with the Yike Bike? Are you a keen cyclist?
I'm not a keen cyclist. Engineering's my background. And my partner and the inventor who came up with the idea, Grant Ryan, he's a mechanical engineer by training. And it's not so much around biking. It's more around trying to find a solution for that last mile issue, a link between public transport and your home or your apartment or your work or whatever. So it's not to replace bikes. It's to basically fill the gap between walking and biking.
Now, we've come up from Milton Keynes today. We're here on behalf of the Open University, and the head office is in Milton Keynes. I'd say a very cycle-friendly area.
Right.
You could probably cycle across Milton Keynes in a few miles. What's the range of this? Very futuristic, for those that haven't seen the Yike Bike, Y-I-K-E-B-I-K-E, Google it. There will be a photo tagged to this audio. What is the range of the Yike Bike?
The current range is 10 kilometres on the flat.
In English, that would be about 6 miles.
6 miles, correct. we also are developing an extender battery pack, which will clip into this hole in the front.
So in the front wheel, the battery is in the front wheel at the moment.
At the moment, it's parked in there, but we'll have an extender pack, which will give us another 6 kilometre range on top of that 10 kilometres. So it'll be up to about 10 miles that you'll be able to go when you've got that pack attached.
Will that pack stop you from folding the bike up?
No, it won't. It only takes up one side of that hole that the back wheel folds into, so it still allows it to be completely folded up. It would be around 1 kilogram, 2.2 pounds, more than the base weight.
Nice. So there are a lot of folding bikes out there at the moment, and you can pay for something like a titanium Brompton, you can pay anything up to £1,200, £1,300.
Sure.
Now, you said you've had a few comments about the price of this because it's double that. What makes your bike twice as good as some of the more well-known folding bikes out there at the moment?
Probably it's just the compactness, weight and size when it's folded up. Your normal fold-up bikes, when they're folded up, they're still 250, 300 mm, 10 inches, 12 inches wide, and there's exposed chains, grease, pedals, handlebars, all of that sort of thing, which makes it very difficult still to carry easily. It definitely folds up better than a normal bike, the fold-up bikes, but we're another step ahead of that again.
Should it be called a bike? Should it not be called personal motorised transport, really? Because a bike, to a certain extent, you can cycle, whereas this doesn't have pedals.
It's a good question and one that's been raised a bit. We look at it more holistically. Bike, for me, says two wheels. A motorbike has two wheels. You can't pedal that.
My old first one. It was really rubbish.
Right. Go faster. And we want to be used wherever bike is used.
Yeah.
We're not like the Segway. We don't want to be going on the footpaths. We go the same speed as a bike. We can stop as quick as a bike. Whereas what we think is safe as a bike, if not safer. We've got electronic anti-skid brakes. So you can be riding in really slippery gear and stop hard and there's no chance of your front wheel sliding out. So, you know, that we've got all sorts of things that we think are better than or as good as a bike. But the main thing is the compactness of being able to fold it up, taking it onto the tube or storing it in your office. It's just that size of it. The folded volume is about a third what most of your fold-up bikes would be.
Is the size constraining your technological advancement at all? I like the way that you're talking about increasing battery capacity by mm-hmm. using the available mm-hmm. space that's there.
Yes.
But say, for example, a charging mechanism for downhills like some eco-based cars.
Sure.
Have you thought about any of this?
Absolutely. That's what our braking is. We have regenerative braking. It uses the motor as the brakes.
It does that already?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And that's what enables the anti-skid braking.
Is
the regenerative side of it, because as soon as
it has a benefit but two ways.
It does. I mean, regenerative braking isn't hugely efficient, so you're not going to get the same energy in going down the hill as you took out going up, but it's just nice and compact because you use the same mechanism to drive as you do to brake, and so we don't have to worry about brake cables and all the associated problems in trying to fold those up.
Now, I could imagine myself being a tech lover, especially of devices that look as futuristic as this.
Sure.
Should I, get a pay rise and manage to invest in a device like this?
Yes.
I can imagine me going to the park, might be 6 miles away, laying it down, and one side being coated with sticky solar panels. Would I be waiting a very, very long time?
No, I think so.
not just in the UK.
Yeah, I think trying to get the energy required from solar panels to be useful. Once again, this is all about space saving, and really, I don't think
boot with a car.
Yeah, I mean, it uses so little electricity to charge it anyway. You know, probably 5 to 10 pence worth, or probably only 5 pence worth, to fully charge it, and that takes you 10 kilometres. The extra cost in trying to go to the solar panels, it wouldn't be returned.
Right. Okay. Kind of makes sense. You're already doing the regenerative system there. Tell me a little bit about the battery technology.
The batteries are a lithium iron phosphate, which is a type of lithium iron. They are a safer chemistry than your standard lithium polymers or lithium cobalt based batteries. Those sorts of batteries, which are more commonly used in laptops and cell phones, they generally get 200 to 300 to 400 recharges before they become pretty much unusable. We're getting over 1,000 recharges, up to 1,500, 2,000. And so that just means a lot for the users. So we it's a little bit of extra weight, but the extra usage you get out of a battery is worth it. The other reason we like them is they are inherently a lot safer. Right. They don't have the thermal runaway issues that the other lithium style battery does.
Yeah, I get that. Mobile phones are a nightmare sometimes. Yeah. So with that in mind, what do you see Yikebike version 4 or 5 having with battery technology? What's on the horizon? What kind of future tech will you be involving?
I don't know if you guys have heard of the supercapacitors. There's a company in the US called eStore, but I think it's vaporware, as in they've promised a lot but still never delivered. But there's potential for supercapacitors. And when we launched in Eurobike, they were pushing this technology as being 4 times the energy density.
For the size and weight.
For the size and weight, yep. So, and faster discharge, recharge, and also... and virtually infinite life, like a normal capacitor, compared to a battery. So that's what we would love to see.
That would be phenomenal.
It would be fantastic.
Wow, but think of the landfill that would save as well.
Yeah, it's. I think it's too good to be true, to be honest, at the moment. So really, it's probably just more improvement with the current battery technology.
Any hydrogen tech there?
Nah, not really.
No fuel cell?
I guess it's outside our specialty. You know, we'll take it when it's on available. Yeah. But at this stage, you know, we're getting enough from what we've got. We are looking at the other lithium based chemistries as well, just to maybe have an option, which would be a higher cost for the customer. It would be a lower life, but it would give them the extra distance for this and weight saving. So you know, we might have that as an option.
Where are these made?
They're a Chinese supply, and we've trialled quite a few different battery technologies, and this one has stood out. There's another lithium iron phosphate company called A123 in the US, and they're the leaders, but they don't make the battery size that we need to work with us. We're very limited on space and the size in our bike, and so that sort of dictates the form of the batteries we need to use as well.
Thank you very much. And where were they invented, lastly?
Where were what invented, sorry?
Where were these invented?
The Yike Bike in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Right. I've seen the roads there. Pretty hilly.
No, Christchurch is probably the flattest city in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So New Zealand, there's plenty of hills, but Christchurch is pretty flat. And we've had good sales in New Zealand, good pre-sales, you know, deposits and people pre-ordering.
New Zealand is incredibly green-minded as well. So
it is. It's not intended for New Zealand, though. You know, we see our market start with being Europe. Logically, there's good
more
infrastructure.
More city dwellers.
But we've had interest from around the world. US has shown a lot of interest. Asia. So, you know, it's just going to be a matter of us delivering a good product and servicing the customers well, really.
Good luck. Do you want to give the website a quick plug?
Yeah, sure. www.yikebike.com. There's lots of good links to media coverage and other interesting articles that we've had, and it explains the bike in depth really well, so well worth a look.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks, Peter Higgins.
That's no problem.